This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. A street artist recently installed a piece of artwork in Hotchkiss. KBNF's Laura Palmisano went to see it and has this report.
Look at it. It's so unusual and so well done. And I don't even know how they did it, to tell you the truth.
I think it's great. I just think it's amazing.
I had no idea how he got it onto the wall and how he got it to fit exactly. It wowed me.
Cheryl Day, Janice Cooper, and Chris Allen are standing outside on a sunny afternoon looking at a new mural on the west side of the Church of Art. The mural is actually a black and white photograph of Mesley Hill, a young Hopi girl. In the picture, she has her hair in two braids and is wearing a white dress and white stockings, along with a pair of white Converse high tops. Mesley is working in her family's cornfield on the reservation in Arizona. She is hoeing the dry dirt next to a cornstalk. The mural, by Chip Thomas, is 25 feet high and 40 feet wide. Mary Hockenberry, a photographer, owns the Church of Art, a creative space and gallery in Hotchkiss. She contacted Thomas after seeing his work.
I first saw Chip Thomas's work when I was driving across the reservation in 2010. It made me pull a fast U-ey at 65 miles an hour.
Thomas is a photographer, street artist, and physician who lives and works on the Navajo Nation. His work can be seen from the road on structures across the reservation in northern Arizona. Thomas first takes a digital image and then scales it in Photoshop to fit on a structure. He prints out the image in large panels and then places it on his canvas, which could be anything from an abandoned building to a roadside stall.
The first image I saw was of a Navajo grandfather put on the side of an abandoned gas station that was all graffitied up. The next one I saw was three code talkers, probably in their 70s or 80s, in their uniforms, maybe in parade formation, I'm not really sure. But they were cutouts and they were put on one of those roadside stands. And honestly, it looked to me like they were walking out of the desert into some other dimension, and it just was so powerful.
Hockenberry started following Thomas's work on Facebook and Flickr and corresponding with him via email. In 2013, Hockenberry bought an old church with the intention of turning it into a studio and art space. She originally wanted to visit Thomas on the reservation, but instead last fall invited him to showcase or give a workshop at the Church of Art.
I sent him a picture of the west face of the church, not consciously asking for him to do something, but just to show him because I love the building so much. And he sent it back with the picture of Mesley on it, and I was bowled over. I just couldn't believe that could happen.
Thomas traveled to the North Fork Valley in early June and installed the mural in 2 days with the help of an assistant. I contacted Thomas over the phone, where he spoke to me at his home on the Navajo Reservation.
What do I think of it? I like it. I like it for several reasons. I mean, I think it fits the space nicely, not just the composition of the piece, but the theme of the piece I also think matches the space where it was installed. The opportunity to install in a church, I mean, one has to acknowledge the space where you're installing and the reverence that goes with that space. And I think my piece speaks to that reverence in that it addresses the theme of nurturance and taking care of the land and respect, I think, is also a theme that's addressed in that piece.
Hockenberry says the theme of nurturing in the mural also relates to the agricultural heritage and community in the North Fork Valley.
Another thing that was important to me about this that I shared with Chip in our original writings was that I've heard people through the years that I've lived here, about 6 years now, say that they wished there was art that referred to the Utes that lived here. And although this young woman is not a Ute, to me it was referring to the first inhabitants.
Thomas has installed photo murals across the United States. He says when he usually puts up a mural in a location, he tries to use an image from the area.
I do like the idea, though, of like the image in Hotchkiss is of a Native American girl, and hopefully it'll sensitize people in some degree to issues happening with Native populations in the Southwest.
In Hockenberry's opinion, Thomas has mastered the zone system, and the mural showcases his mastery of the technique, used famously by American photographer Ansel Adams.
From the darkest shadows to the brightest lights, you have detail. You don't have blocky places like, you know, a big white burnout. You can read information in every tonal range. That's the zone system. So when you look at this mural, you'll see that even in the shadows, you can see little details of what was on the ground there. One of my favorite places to look is the corn silk about halfway up one of the corn stalks. It isn't something I noticed right away, but when I was looking at it one day, it was almost three-dimensional. It was almost waving.
Hockenberry showed me an example of the paper the mural is made of.
So it's a thin toner paper that is used to print maps and like that.
The paper is coated with acrylic to help preserve it, but the mural of the girl is only temporary.
We have to love her while she's here.
Hockenberry says it might last for 2 years. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
To see photos of the mural, visit our website at kvnf.org. Ballot initiatives to pass stricter rules for oil and gas development in Colorado are gaining steam. On Monday, the state Supreme Court approved language for two more proposals, and the next phase would be gathering signatures. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Initiative 88 would quadruple the required setback distance between drilling operations in homes, schools, and hospitals from 500 feet to 2,000 feet. Initiative 92 would allow local communities to ban oil and gas development altogether. In total, there are 11 proposed ballot initiatives, either restricting drilling or giving more control to local communities. Rick Ritter is a spokesman for Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy, the group behind many of the proposals.
This is the first two that have been approved of our set.
He says fracking hurts property values, water, air, and health.
We've seen over 495 spills in Colorado oil and gas reported in 2013. 225 of those within 1,500 feet of a building.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers, business coalitions, and Governor John Hickenlooper are already lining up to oppose any ballot measures, saying Colorado has stringent rules in place and fracking can be done safely. Hickenlooper has also been working with stakeholders to craft a compromise bill and possibly call lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special legislative session this summer. The group Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy, which is funded by Democratic Congressman Jared Polis, is also hoping to avoid a fight at the ballot box and says it would support lawmakers passing stricter rules. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.